Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is, well, you asked, number, I think it's 7. And if it's not, sue me.
You're like, but please don't.
Yeah. But actually, like, I cannot financially recover from a lawsuit right now.
So this is the good old segment where we give you advice. It's not
specific.
Not good advice.
Specific advice. Specifically about your specific questions. Specifically every 10 episodes on the 5. Specifically.
Specifically bad advice.
Yeah. Good.
Sometimes good
advice from bad people, bad advice from good people, yeah. whichever way you slice it, you're getting advice and it's probably going to be bad.
Basically, take everything we're about to say with a grain of salt. It's just two friends.
More than a grain of salt.
More.
A whole shaker.
Costco
miso soup. Soy sauce.
take this with a miso sandwich.
Everything
okay?
in your current residence that has sodium in it, take it with that.
It's just two friends giving you opinions that may or may not be wrong.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, before we get started, I want to give a huge shout out to our patrons. Thank you for supporting this podcast. A special shout out to Aiden, Emily, Kate, Olivia, Liz, and Serena. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you. And if you want to become a patron, you can go to our Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast and click the link in the bio. There's a little link there for our Patreon. There's a Discord.
It's happening again.
There's a Discord. Bonus episodes. There's also merch that you can order. We appreciate all of your support. And we love, love, love when you share us on social media, give us a tag. We see it all. We appreciate it. And wherever you're following or listening, make sure to follow.
Oh, no. It's going to be
subscribe.
One of those episodes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We're a little delayed. Should I talk about it? Should we talk about it? Should we talk about it?
Well, you're clearly going to talk about it, so.
Okay, we're talking about it.
Once again, I remain an angel.
Yeah.
A sweet angelic boy dropped upon the earth with a satanic devil worshiping sinner as a podcast partner.
Okay, I went to the strip club. I got a little hungover, a lot hungover, and I couldn't record yesterday.
Yeah.
So we're delayed.
Yeah.
We're delayed, but you know what? It was a great time.
Yeah.
And I have no regrets.
Well,
and today I went to a church to vote, so I think that counts as cleansing me of my sins.
I don't know if there's enough holy water in the fucking world to cleanse your sins, but yeah, right. So I had an inkling because Brie had asked me to a drag show as her plus one. I was not able to go. I had plans with my boyfriend and his friends. And so my roommate, Lauren, went, and I had a feeling something was up when I saw both of them post photos outside of a strip club. And then I came home at 1:30 and my roommate was nowhere to be seen. So I knew the sinning was plentiful. And then I called Brie, didn't pick up. And then I texted Brie, and I just knew that she was going to be hungover. And I said to her that, you know, I carry the podcast every week. With my talent, my humor, all of that.
Yeah.
And I just didn't know if I had the strength carry it even more this week.
Me and Lauren together are a chaotic duo.
Yeah, you guys are like a tornado or something, like a sharknado.
There's something about the two of us together, too, because I feel like Lauren is pretty reasonable when she's without me. Like, she goes to bed at a reasonable hour.
Yes.
But there's something about us together.
She goes to bed at an unreasonable hour because it's so early.
Yes.
That it's unreasonable.
But you get me and her together and it's like, I don't know if you'd call it the perfect duo or the biggest nightmare.
Wouldn't say that. Definitely the latter.
Well, we have a lot of fun, but we were laughing today when I came over here to record. I was like, we were talking about the night and Sean's like, how funny is it that if we had gone together, we would have just like, the drag show went from 7 to 10, okay?
Yeah.
So at the beginning of the day, I was like, oh, this is going to be a very reasonable evening out. Like, I'm going to go have some drinks, support the show. If you live in the Vancouver area, I post about a lot of, like, local events that are going on. So you can follow me on Instagram at Brianne Williamson, shameless plug. So we were supporting this new event called U-Haul. And I was like, it's done at 10. I'm going to get home. have full, like, 8 hours sleep.
Well, I wouldn't have refreshed. Left at 10. I would have wanted to go to a bar or something, but I wouldn't have had a fucking pussy shooken in my face. I'll tell you that much.
Sean's still traumatized from his experience at the strip club.
I had a great time at the strip club. It was like the 4-hour walk home that I was traumatized from.
That's still hands down one of the funniest stories you've told us, I'm sure, sometime on the podcast.
I don't know. Right? I don't know if I found the strength to tell that.
Okay, we'll save that for a bonus episode on Patreon. It is a doozy, Sean.
Well, first we need to hear if I have told the story of my strip club adventure.
Okay, DM us if Sean hasn't, because then we're going to tell it on a bonus episode in detail. We will do, in detail, a bonus episode of both of our strip club experiences.
Yeah, compare and contrast. We'll draw a Venn diagram.
And by strip club experiences, I mean my recent one, because I've had quite a few. But I'll give this one. Oh, I actually have some other funny stories I'll give.
Okay.
Anyways, okay, we're here today. I've recovered. Yeah. I'm here.
I'm sitting upright. I'll take that one.
And today we are, now that we've really, like, boosted ourselves to be people that should be giving advice.
Yes, absolutely.
Here I am. Okay. First question. How to reconnect with your long-term partner? So I think this is, like, keeping the spark alive. Yeah.
You have the longest term partner ever.
That's true. So. How long have you and your boyfriend been together?
Almost 2 years.
Wow, that is long.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I think because of the pandemic, I forget like how long certain people have been together because it just felt like some weird time warp.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so Julia and I have been together like 6 years. So I guess I can speak to this. I think like the biggest thing for me, it's like twofold. One is like keeping your independence.
Yeah.
Because whether it's with a friend or a partner or anything, I think if you are like constantly around them, codependent, if you don't have anything separate, that's like cute and fun at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then it can make you like resent them. Because I've seen like a lot of friends that are in long-term relationships where it changes over from it being like, oh my God, we're so obsessed with each other that it's so cute. We're always wanting to be around each other. To it gets to the point where it's like, now I'm feeling
controlled.
One of
us has to get a job.
Yeah. But like, I'm feeling like stifled or controlled or I can't do my own thing.
Yeah.
And I think specifically, especially in like lesbian community vibes, there's this like expectation that you should always be with your significant other. So funny enough, when I was at the drag show on the weekend on the Saturday, I had someone come up to me and they were just talking to me about my social media and stuff like that.
Yep.
And one of the first questions I asked was, oh my God, are you and your partner not together anymore? Because I was with Lauren.
Right.
And I was like,
yeah, I would never date this monster.
Can you imagine me and Lauren trying to date? Just like literally whirling around the city, ruining our lives.
Like a nightmare. Yeah.
No stability. No. It's just this weird expectation. And I see it with friends online all the time too. You know, my friend Kate goes on a trip. Everyone's like, oh my God, did you guys break up because she doesn't go with her fiance? Or like, whatever. It's just this weird expectation that you have to travel everywhere together. You have to go out everywhere together. You have to always be together.
Yeah.
And I hate that because that expectation is, first of all, fucking weird. Like, you should be able to have your own time with friends, your own space, your own things that you like to do. And also, I think it's really empowering to have those things. And then when you get to hang out with your partner, and when you are spending time, you have things to fucking talk about.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't think of anything more boring than, like, doing every single thing 24/7 together. And then you go on a date and you're like, well, what are we fucking talking about?
I do agree. Yeah. But I will say I don't think if somebody asked me how to keep the spark alive, I would say be independent is the...
Really? See, I think so. Like, I think the reason that I have spark is, like, I literally, like, when I get to, like, I'm excited because tomorrow me and Julia are going to go on, like, a date. And I'm like, I get to tell her about my weekend. Like, see, I haven't gotten a chance to do that yet, and she gets to tell me about hers.
I agree for longevity of relationship being independent. Reconnecting with old partner or long-term partner, maybe not don't see them.
No, it's not don't. I think you're taking this wrong. It's not don't see them. It's have your own things that you have going on, because not only does that make you feel empowered in your relationship, but it also makes you sexy. Like, I think it's sexy to have things to talk about that are different from your partner. And I think that allows you to continue to date your partner long term. Because if you're if you feel like you know everything about your partner, you're 24/7 with them, you stop dating them. And what I mean by dating them is, like, you stop engaging in thoughtful conversation with them.
Yeah.
And I think it's so important that when you go to dinner, you're, like, asking thoughtful questions. You want to hear about what's going on in their life. And that feels sexy because it feels like when you just started dating them and you're like, oh, what did you do this week? What do you, you know, what's your work like? What's going on here? What's going on there? So it allows you to continue that, like, banter that I think, like, otherwise kind of dies out if you're just, like, sitting on the couch with them every night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I think the other thing with that is date them in a sense that, like, that actually means you're doing things. So it doesn't have to be, like, expensive things, but, like, making a point of, like, hey, at this time on this day, we're going to go to dinner, or we're going to go for a picnic, or we're going to go watch a movie, or we're going to, like, whatever, that feels planned.
Yeah.
Because that planning part of it, even if it's, like, just making a reservation, is sexy. And I think that, like, a lot of people, especially lesbians, Lesbian Deathbed 101, just end up, like, hanging out and watching movies with their partner every day. And then you just lose that, like...
Especially in fucking COVID.
You just, yeah. And you just become, like, we're just besties now.
Yeah,
like, where's the change up? You know what I mean?
I do think also for, like, the reconnection, it's important to listen once again.
Yes.
Because I think that it...
That's a good point.
In a relationship, gets easy to kind of... not pay attention to the little things that somebody is saying.
Yeah.
So to re-listen to, you know, if somebody's saying some stupid thing that they want, or, you know, just these little things that could pass once you get to know somebody and you're with somebody so long.
Yeah.
When you start listening to, like, the little wants and desires and the stupid little things that they say along the day, if you start picking up and, you know, getting a flower that they say they like, or all these little things, it's a good...
100%. Like, I think the listening thing is huge, especially with, like, I mean, it depends on your, like, love language, but, like, for gift giving, there's nothing, like, hotter than when someone, like, tells you something in passing one time, and then 3 months later, you're like, remember that thing you said?
Yeah.
You know what
and
I mean?
And if my boyfriend Corey's listening, a good way to reconnect with your partner is buy them a Tesla. It never hurts. It's fun. It's flirty.
So fun really, and flirty.
Are you listening? Listen, Tesla.
So
fun and flirty.
Fun and flirty.
Never hurts.
Just like
hurts,
a casual,
you know,
Tuesday surprise.
Tuesday Tesla. Tesla Tuesdays.
That's one couldn't of those gifts more. That doesn't need, like, a holiday or
no,
occasion.
No, and it's the gift that keeps on giving, you know?
Okay, well, there we've solved everyone's relationship problems.
Just some easy things to do.
From me, it's don't hang out with your partner.
Yeah.
And from you, it's buy your partner a Tesla.
Yeah.
So,
great advice.
Solved.
All around.
Okay.
We just solved divorce.
Okay. How do you handle your partner's annoying best friend who is overly possessive of her?
Ooh,
I like that one.
That's a good one. And by good one, I mean not good for you.
Not good.
I do feel that. Good for us, though.
I feel like everyone's been there at some point in their life. Have you ever had that where you've had a partner and, like, you have that one friend that you just get, like, weird ick vibes from?
Not really. I've had partners with ex-partners that you kind of get some ick from.
Yeah.
But I think the most important part, and it kind of goes with a lot of aspects of relationships, is really establishing boundaries.
Yeah.
And I think anytime that I've had issues with a partner and their friend and some sort of ick, a lot of it has been chalked up to me expressing something about this person's friend.
Right.
And then them saying, oh, well, that's just what they're like. And I think when people are in long-term friendships with people, they can let little things that even might have annoyed them at the beginning of the friendship,
100%.
They can just chalk that up to, oh, that's just who they are.
100%.
And it's like, okay, well, that might be who they are, but they're still a bad person, or they're still rude, or they're still all these things. So I think almost reestablishing, this is what this person is doing, and this is why it's hurting me or making me feel a certain type
100%.
Of way, kind of makes your partner realize, oh, this is how that person is. But that's not an excuse, you know?
No, 1,000%. And I relate to that so hardcore, because, like, as you were saying that, I was like, I know the person that this has happened to me with.
We all do. We all do,
and you're
baby.
Like, oh, my God. I think that the best thing you can do, because I have been in this situation before in a relationship, the best thing you can do to cut through that perception of that's just who they are or like whatever it is I hate to say like make a mental note of tangible examples, but make a mental note of tangible examples.
Yeah.
Because when you talk to someone who's been friends with someone for 5, 10 years, whatever, and like you said, has, you know, kind of grown with this person and lets a lot slide about them and who they are or like perceives them in a different way because of what they've given them in their life, the value that they've given them, they excuse a lot of things about their behavior. It's really hard to like cut through that just by being like, hey, that person seems kind of rude or is like, you know, controlling of you or possessive or like, I find this inappropriate. They're going to be like, it's too loose. You know what I mean? They're going to be like, oh, well, that's just them. What, where?
But if you're like August 23rd, 3:44 p.m., exactly. This is the instance that happened. I have a court dictator or whatever they're called.
Uh-huh.
What are those people called in the court?
People that write words down.
That's the one.
Yeah. Yeah. Word writers.
Yeah. You have, I have the entire script. Here it is.
Here it is.
This is what happened.
Just record every occasion with this person.
Wear a wire. Honestly.
Oh, my God. That's a great idea.
Wear a wire, strap a fucking GoPro to your head, catch him in 4K. Make a feature-like film about what this person is doing to you.
A docu-series. Yeah. No, because I literally had to do that. I had a situation where I was in a relationship, and I tried for, like, a good, like, 8 solid months.
Yeah.
To like this person's best friend.
Yeah.
Okay. And I brought it up with my partner on a couple occasions and they kind of just like brushed it off. That's just them. Oh, they don't mean it like that. Whatever. And I just tried to like kill them with kindness and like write it off, even though I knew like this person's fucked.
Yeah.
On a few different levels. Anyways, it got to the point that I literally had to be like, the last 3 times we've hung out with this person, here's what they did the first time. Here's what they said the second time. Here's what they did and said the third time.
Yeah.
These are the exact words they use. Take yourself out of the situation of the fact that this is your friend. If anyone else did this in a group situation, what would you tell them?
Yeah.
And then like that cut through it. Because I think you have to take it out of the situation that this is your friend. Like, if someone was doing this to you, if one of my friends said that to you, how would you feel?
Yeah. I think this also applies to partners' families as well. A lot of the time, people can let their family slide with little comments. Oh, my mom's just a horrible bitch. That's just what she's like. It's like, well, I don't want to be a victim to that. So,
yes, absolutely. Yeah. No, 1,000%. And exes and anyone really in partners' lives. Like, I think it's important to, like, have boundaries. And I think it's also important that if you have a partner that comes to you ever, for anyone who's listening out there, to not assume that it's because they're jealous or controlling. Like, sometimes there's valid reasons that people think that other people are being inappropriate.
Yeah. And I think, oh, sorry.
No, go.
I think my last thing is just don't. This is going to sound like a psycho thing for me to say, but don't let someone else tell you that what you're thinking or feeling is not actually how it is. If somebody is doing, a partner's friend or a partner's ex or a partner's family is making you feel a type of way, that feeling is valid. So don't let somebody brush it off because it'll probably resurface in some other form.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. It'll be like an ongoing issue. Okay. This one is so interesting to me.
Okay.
I'm
like, is that good or bad?
And you can see it the other way too. Okay. I think this can be a general question. You'll see what I mean. Do I have to tell a boy I want to get with that I'm a lesbian? So I guess in your case, if you wanted to get with a girl, would you have to tell her that you're gay?
This was a plot line in a show I just watched.
Was it?
What show was that?
I'm so...
Oh, I May Destroy You.
Oh, I never
This
saw
May
that.
Destroy You?
I never saw that show.
You should watch it.
Yeah?
It's anybody listening. Very good show. Okay. Michaela Cole, I believe, is her name. Wrote it. She just won an Emmy for it.
Oh, sick.
Very talented. It's like a British show. It is about sexual assault, so go in. It's like, it's a lot. But it is very well written, very interesting. This is like a side storyline to it.
Love it.
Because one of the characters hooks, I'm just kind of
You're just make it vague.
No, one of the characters hooks up with somebody, and it is not somebody that would usually align with their
sexuality. Yeah.
And the person finds out and is offended. Very offended.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And like is like, you're a liar. I can't believe you would do this to me.
I'm so intrigued by this.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have like a kind of a loaded answer, I guess, because it like is so dependent on the scenario. But we are giving specific advice here, so I'm going to...
Yeah.
I'm going to be specific. I have had friends that identify as lesbians hook up with guys. Okay. Yeah. Like I had one that like went after like a big breakup on a trip to Europe and just like randomly slept with some guy at some hostel and had a fun time and whatever. And when people say like, oh, if you can do that, then that means you're not a lesbian or you're not gay or whatever.
False.
That's so false. And it's also really annoying to me because I'm also like, I think that people a lot of times can't differentiate for themselves, so they put it on other people, between romantic sex and, like, just fun.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you can wrap your head around the fact that a straight woman could, in college, hook up with another girl, make out with another girl, whatever, and still be straight...
Yeah.
Then you should be able to get your head around the fact that a lesbian woman could make out with a dude, sleep with a guy, whatever... teach their own, and still identify as a lesbian.
Yeah.
So first of all, because I know there's going to be people listening that, like, have some sort of feelings about...
Oh, yeah,
about
for sure.
...that, just wanted to get that out of the way, because I know people, not that anyone needs to validate their sexuality, that have identified as a lesbian for, like, 15 years and then randomly just hooked up with a dude one time at a party.
Yeah.
And,
my origin story.
And it's like... And it's like, okay, like, good on you. Like, whatever, you had fun, right? So my answer to this is, I don't think you need to tell anyone your sexuality ever, so long as the communication is that you're not looking for more. It's that it's casual sex or a hookup.
Yeah.
So, for example, in the same way that I've talked about on this podcast before, how I used to, you know... hook up with people one night stands. I've had experiences where it's definite one night stands where I felt like as long as the communication was there that like, hey, I'm not looking for anything more. I'm not looking to date anyone.
You don't owe them anything.
But I'd love to have some fun. Yeah. Do you want to
I mean, you
do
owe
the
them rocking their world. That's for sure. But
then it's like, why would that be an issue if you've communicated that you are just having casual, fun, consensual adult sex?
Yeah.
If it doesn't imply that it's going anywhere further, then why would it matter what your sexuality is?
Yeah, I agree. Also, if you were attracted to somebody in the moment and you're both having consensual sex with one another, I don't really think, like, are you telling somebody your fucking political party when you're going down on them? Like, some things don't necessarily need further explanation.
Yeah, it's like you're both having fun. And I can see where I can see it going awry is, like, if you were continuously hooking up with somebody and it was giving them the perception, or even if you were at one time hooking up with someone, but you didn't communicate that you were looking for casual sex and no strings attached, then that I could see it being perceived as you're leading someone on when there's no potential of it going anywhere because it does not align with your sexuality. Then yes, I can see why that would be potentially hurtful. And I think as an adult, you should communicate.
Yeah.
But that's not due to sexuality. I think that should just be, no matter who you're hooking up with, you should communicate what your expectation is out of the endeavor.
Yeah.
No,
I do, however, think
that
your answer is very different than my answer.
Oh.
Not different. I think that my answer is the same.
Okay.
But I would never be in a situation like that because I don't think I am telling people that I'm gay.
Right.
I think the perception's there.
Right. And like, I don't think any woman that would be like, oh my God, what? I just... made out with a gay man?
Yeah. I don't think I'm really fucking bait and switching them.
Okay, that's true.
But so like, I also think the view, how we have talked about this many a times, the view of women's sexuality is a lot different from how people perceive men's sexuality. And I feel like I could be wrong, but I think that for the most part, a lot of men would be okay with it and almost be like pervy and like, that's hot. Like,
right. Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas I feel like it might be a slightly deeper issue if a straight woman hooked up with somebody that they found out was gay later.
Yeah. Let me be clear. I would never hook up with a man just because I simply hate men. But if you happen to find a man that you are having fun
don't
with
hate.
And that you're flirting with, I mean, whatever, go for it.
Yeah,
do you.
Absolutely.
But that's the thing. Like, even you saying that, I'm like, oh, then you'd have to deal with that. Like, even if you did tell them, then they'd somehow think it was like, and then you'd be reminded why you hate men.
Yeah. Well, hopefully one of your ex-partners have bought you a Tesla so you can just scoot away
Zoom
from the
off
whole situation.
Real fast.
Yeah, they have quite the acceleration on them.
This is a Tesla ad.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Also, I know we're going to get comments. I don't actually hate all men.
Just most
every time
of them.
I say like a joke like that, we always get like two comments like, as a listener who has a friend who's a guy who's nice. I'm like, ugh. Anyways, it's just me. It's annoying. Like, I'm like, I'm sorry. I can't say out here in 2021 that I don't like men.
Oh, yeah.
I can't say that.
I'm gay and I hate men. I have to like men and I hate men. So
yeah, the thing is there's layers to it. That's what
I mean.
The
thing is, I'm okay saying that.
Me too. And that's what I'm saying.
And if you're, I hate all men.
Me otherwise.
But I don't hate all men.
Yeah,
you know?
That's exactly it.
Yeah, and if you're one of the men that I don't hate, and you know.
You know
I, you
that
know,
you're not included in that, so.
Then cut yourself out of it, because
yeah.
You're not a man. But if you're
you
one of the men,
man,
that,
yeah.
If you're one of the men that I would hate, I hate all men.
Yes.
And I think the men that are understanding what I'm saying right now are not the ones I'm talking
about. Are not concerned.
You're not the all men I'm talking about, man.
You know that I'm okay with you as a man, because you're not one of the all men.
Yeah.
People.
And I know that, like, not all men, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
No, that's not what I'm
that's
saying.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying there's all the men that I hate.
Yeah.
And then there's these other men.
What I'm saying is I hate all men, but
exactly.
Not all of them.
Exactly. But
and
all
I think
of
that's
them.
Very important.
And that is an important thing to articulate.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm glad that we did it so well.
Eloquently, I would say. Clarity and eloquently. Clarity and eloquence. That's what we're offering.
Yeah.
Always. We almost called our podcast that, honestly.
We hate all men?
No, clarity and eloquence. Eloquence.
Clarity and eloquence.
Yeah. The queer podcast.
Missed opportunity also. Okay.
A rebrand might be coming.
Yeah.
Down the pipeline. But only for some men.
People know what we're the people that know what we're talking
you
about.
Know you
what
know,
we're
and if
about.
You don't, you,
you don't.
And that's
it.
That's it.
My God, I hate us. Okay.
Okay, wait, I need to piggyback off this for a second. Okay. I always say that we need to kill all men to my partner.
Yeah.
I'm like, we need to kill all men. And he's always like, well, you're a man. And I'm like, that's not what I'm saying.
You're get this through.
I was like,
your thick
how
skull.
Do you not understand what I'm saying? We need to kill all men, but I'm not part of that.
How is this not clear?
Like, it's so clear.
See,
like, I'm not part of it.
Is.
You're not part of it, but all men must die.
See, this is so clear.
Yeah,
like,
no.
I know exactly what you
I
mean.
I know. If you know, you know, you get it.
People that get it.
Yeah.
I fucking hate us.
We should never be able to create.
Anything.
Be allowed to be content.
Should be in a
what was that
room?
Sentence?
We've gone off the rails. Okay.
Yeah. Advice.
Should I reach out to my ex that I can't stop thinking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
Why not?
I think so,
unless,
too.
Okay.
My answer used to be different, and now I'm like, yeah, fuck it.
Well, I mean, my answer, I think, has always stayed the same. When this question has been asked even by friends or family or anybody, I think yes, unless no. So
is this how we're gonna answer all the questions for now? As being like, we hate all men except for men.
I
but
think
we
you
hate
should.
All men.
No, this okay, this in the similar vein, I'm gonna say something I think you're gonna pick up on.
Okay.
It. I think you should get in contact with your ex unless you shouldn't. No, but think about it for a second, you know?
No, I
think
get
you
what
get
you're
it.
Saying. I get
like,
it.
Like, there are reasons that people break up. Mm-hmm. Cheating, abuse, all these horrible things. Yeah. Or realizing that you're not compatible.
Yeah.
You have different goals in life. You don't want kids. They want kids. Like, all these, there are reasons that you know there is no point in reconnecting.
Yes.
But if there are none of those reasons.
Then you should.
I don't see an issue in reconnecting.
So you should unless you shouldn't.
You should unless you shouldn't. And I think the person asking this, and anybody asking this, knows if they shouldn't.
They know in their gut
they
if
know,
they should or shouldn't.
So, yeah, I think definitely should unless you shouldn't, so.
Wow.
And you're welcome.
That was beautifully.
Yeah, yeah.
Beautifully said. Oh, my God. Okay. Here we go. Oh, wow. This is like there's A's and B's and things happening. Okay, I'm looking for some quite specific advice here, and I love that because
come to the
that
right place.
Is what we are giving. Just
we're giving specific advice, except for when we're not.
Except for
when
we're not.
I think that's...
Except when we're saying things like you should and like you should.
Yeah. Kill all men except not all men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But all men.
Every single one except for the ones.
Yeah.
That, yeah.
Except for the other ones. Oh man, I was laughing so hard because I've been watching Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah,
and well, not laughing at Handmaid's
Tale. Honestly,
I mean, like, have you seen comedy, that comedy?
A sitcom.
This new fun and flirty sitcom. No, so I finally got around to reading the books. I wanted to read those first, and then now I'm watching the TV series.
So good.
It's so good. And I was talking to my sister about it because she watched it like when it first came out, and she was like, oh, yeah, it's so amazing, but, like, you're going to have to take, like, some breaks. Like, it's, like, kind of hard to binge. Like, you want to binge it, but it's, like, a lot.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, like, yeah, like, from reading the book, like, I sense that. Like, I can only imagine when you're putting visuals to it, too. And she's like, put it this way. I started watching it with my husband, and then I fired him from watching that show with me because I couldn't physically watch it without hating him.
With him in the same room,
yeah,
for sure.
She was like, you're not here anymore.
No,
like, this isn't
that.
A show for us. This is a show for me.
Yeah.
And you're banned from this household.
Absolutely.
And I get that.
I totally get that.
I get that. So, you know.
I get that and I support it. So.
So I'm very grateful to be watching Handmaid's Tale in a house where no men
are
present.
As a lesbian.
Okay. Specific advice.
Okay.
Just, you're going to have to pay attention to this one, okay?
There's attentive.
A's and B's and there's lots of.
I'm attentive.
Okay.
Hit me.
Okay, just found out at my friend A's wedding.
Okay, so A's getting
it's A's
married.
A's wedding.
A has
okay.
been married.
Through another friend.
Through another friend. Do they have a letter?
No, this other friend does not have a letter. Okay. So we're at A's wedding and some other friend tells us something about A.
Okay.
That she, A, slept with my ex-boyfriend, B.
Okay.
3 years ago. Not too long after our relationship of 5 years ended.
Okay.
Wait, I'm already lost.
So
there's A.
There's A. Who is currently getting married.
Okay.
Slash, they are already married.
Okay, they're getting married.
A hooked up with B.
Okay.
Which is, okay, the narrator in this situation is C.
Okay.
So C and B dated for 5 years. Then they broke
up.
Okay. Then A and B had the sex.
A and B had the sex. And now C is at A's wedding.
Yes.
Okay.
A, B, C, as easy.
I don't really care about A and B fucking, partly because I've in the meantime realized I'm gay anyway. LOL.
Okay. So you could say C doesn't want the D anyways. One might say.
One might say, okay. But I'm still friends with both of them, and neither A nor B ever felt the need to tell me.
So they're rats.
Rats. rats among us.
R-A-T.
Rats and snakes. I'm now looking for advice on how to let my ex be know I know in the pettiest way possible.
Oh, this ended exactly how I wanted it to end.
Okay, whoa. Extra little fun fact. My ex and her husband look like twins.
Ex and her husband.
Like they're very similar look.
Okay. 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 Petty. I love being petty.
I love this too.
Yeah.
Well, first it has to be in person because I love when you catch someone on a lie
yeah,
and you see their
face.
Don't
slip an envelope into a mail. No.
It needs to be like you're at a dinner with both of them, okay?
Yes.
And it's like a group setting, so there's a few more people there's people listening in.
Yeah.
Right? We're looking for petty advice here, so yeah. I'm going to give it. So there's maybe a party of six, okay? A, B, C are present, and then D, F, G are also there. Ooh, bring the friend that let you in on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because we've got to have backup.
Yeah,
we've got to have backup,
sure, for
okay?
sure.
We're at a nice meal, okay? We're all having a good time. Clink and clank, and the drinking is going. Woo!
Yeah.
We're having fun. And you wait for the moment. You know there will be a moment where they say something. They order the same menu item. And you say, oh, you guys would. And they say, what the fuck are you talking about? And being like, well, you guys fucked.
Oh,
and only people that fuck both order the linguine.
See, I think even pettier, play the long game.
Oh, okay.
Do shit like that for like 6 months.
Or years.
Just never admit that you know. But
you allude to it.
Like, even more subtle than that.
Oh, so they get stressed that
so
you might
stressed,
know.
So stressed, yeah.
Did you guys, like, oh my God, did you guys want to hook up or something?
I'd be like, oh my God, guys, that's like, so,
room,
I didn't know
you
guys
two.
Were that close. Like, just don't even hint that you know. Just, like, ask uncomfortable
oh,
questions.
I love that.
Then maybe 6 months in, PowerPoint presentation.
Oh, you've collected it. And
yeah.
Then you have a friend's game night.
Yes.
Okay. Everyone has to do a PowerPoint presentation on something people would be surprised to know.
Yeah.
So people...
Oh, you got to plan a night around.
People bring things like the fact that New Zealand and Australia are different places.
It's very surprising.
Surprising.
I wish I had that fucking presentation a while ago.
And then you're the last presentation.
Yeah.
And what you'd be surprised to know is that they slept together.
Yeah. Make sure you're not exposing it to people that don't know.
No, but you're just like...
Everybody's in on it.
Everyone's in on it.
Yeah.
Everyone knows. The friend's there.
Yeah.
You're there.
Yeah.
The two fuckies are there.
Their families.
Their new wife is there.
Pets are there.
Pets.
Landlord.
Children.
Barista. Everything.
Grandmothers.
Yeah.
So it's not like anyone who wouldn't know. Like, we're not trying to be rude
no.
here. It's just everyone they know.
Yeah.
And then you give the presentation that's also being live streamed.
Yes.
To the listeners
on
of
Twitch.
I Can Explain podcast.
Yeah. Oh, we'll
special
get,
event.
We'll get you some
sponsored
viewers.
By I Can Explain podcast.
Yeah. I love that.
I think it's
flawless. I think. No, I do. I genuinely think just keep hinting at it, but so subtly, just so that
they
you
stress internally.
There's nothing more pleasing to me than when I am watching people squirm with information that they don't know if I know.
Yeah.
And
they're trying to piece together, like, did they mean something by that? Like, do they know somehow?
Exactly. It has to be so vague.
Yes.
But then just keep ramping it up.
Yeah.
Still in vagueness, but maybe, mm-hmm. you know, more often.
Yeah.
And then just watch them squirm and
oh
sit
God,
back,
I
relax.
Love that. Relax.
Yeah.
Enjoy a cocktail. Take it all in.
Yeah.
Wow. I love that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, you're
which
welcome.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
If we were talking full petty.
That wasn't
you,
full petty.
You would have taken the microphone at the wedding.
On the spot.
On the spot. Get them.
It's amazing how that we're all here together. You know, so many of us have been together in more ways than others.
Yeah.
Looking at you, A and B.
Yeah, yeah.
Wink, wink.
Wow, it's crazy how fast this room got filled. Something else got filled quickly. Is A and B. Yeah.
Ah! Oh my God. Okay. This is such an interesting question. I love this.
Okay.
My girlfriend and I are both still living with our parents and not out to them yet. So we kind of can only hang out in public spaces. How can we find a place with privacy to have sex without breaking the bank, booking hotel rooms every weekend?
Interesting. If you have a vehicle... You can always fuck in a car. Yeah, always fuck in a car.
Tents, camping.
Tents, camping's a great one. Camping. Sheep.
Sheep?
Yeah, fuck in a sheep. No, sheep. You're going to want to find a sheep. You're going to climb inside like that scene in Star Wars and fuck in it. No, camping is cheap. Doesn't break the bank. Camping, like, don't, let's maybe steer clear of like public washrooms and all that. Mm-hmm. Mostly, like, you're going to get HPV. So that's more for your safety and security on that front. Yeah. A vehicle, a tent is good. I do like some sort of cover.
Yeah, I like a cover.
Yeah.
I'm also, like, there's enough times that you can probably have sex, right? When your parents are not around.
Covert ops, yeah.
You can incognito it pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day.
I do think a vehicle or a tent would be, if you don't have a tent, I would say invest in a tent.
Vehicles are great.
Yeah.
Invest in a Tesla.
Get your partner to buy you a Tesla to fuck in.
Very roomy.
You're going to probably,
Depends where you live with tenting, because we just passed the summer months. But summer months, like, you could really just, you could become, your parents just think you're the biggest nature lovers of all time. You're fucking tenting every weekend.
Exactly.
Pitching tents left, right, and center.
Absolutely. Could also, like, if it's the summer, honestly, just, like, fucking, like, a park.
Yeah, honestly.
But it gets, like, a little sketchy.
Yeah. Everyone's got phones these days, too, what I worry about. Yeah. Back in the day, it was a little less sketchy, Anna, you know?
Yeah. I will say, I think tent and vehicle are my strongest contenders.
Okay. I feel that.
Yeah.
We have one more that we're going to answer here. This person says, I came out late and I'm married to a man and have kids. We are going through a divorce and he has been nothing but supportive, which is great. I'm trying to start dating and many times I start talking to a woman and think we hit it off. Then they just flat out ghost me. This is after we are making plans to see each other and sharing things about ourselves in conversation. Mind you, they know about my kids and my situation and are totally fine with it. I'm super frustrated because I can't help but feel like it's me. Is this common or am I garbage? It's so common.
It's so common, and I think people online are liars.
Yes.
And I think that this, I don't know if this is going to sound harsh, but mostly to these people. I think a lot of people are more willing to say yes to the, like, possibility of somebody having kids already.
Yeah.
And then I think even after one date, it starts to become an actual reality.
Yes, yeah. I think there's a big difference between, like, thinking, like, it could be a fun idea.
Yeah.
But, and as, like, a mom, you know that, like, it's so much more than just, like, I have kids. It's, like, that's a part of your life, which is so special. But, like, I think a lot of people that don't have kids don't realize, like, what a hard job it is being a parent and, like, how big of a decision that is and how much it's part of your life. And I think, like, yeah, it's really easy in the moment. And in general, this is the thing. It's not even about having kids and, you know, going through divorce or whatever it may be. Like, people online just in general will be yes man the end.
Absolutely.
Like, so many of my friends, like, on dating apps, it's like, oh, yeah, it seems like it's going really well. And then, like, we've talked for the last 3 days. And then now I'm asking them on a date. And it's like, oh, I can't Tuesday. How about this day? And, oh, well, I can't. They're dodging it. Like, why? Like, why have they talked to me for the last 3 days? And we matched and all this other stuff. Things seem to be going well. And it's like, I think you'll drive yourself literally nuts trying to figure out what those reasons are. Because there's also people out there that are just, like, not actually ready to date. They just, like, wanted to kind of chat with people. They want to flirt.
Yeah.
People are just kind of shitty. And to answer this very long-winded but also simply, like, it's definitely not you.
For sure.
Because the amount of friends that I have that have been so frustrated with online dating or apps because they're, like, out of, like, every, like, in their mind promising connections, like, out of every 10 of them, maybe one ends up on a date.
Yeah.
An actual in-person date. Like, I've had friends that have talked to people for, like, a month, and the person just keeps, like, skirt.
Yep.
And avoiding actually meeting up. And all those people have different circumstances, so it's not you.
Yeah.
Dating online is just fucking weird. I think it makes it, like, too easy to talk to people
without
any sort of commitment.
And I think there's too much possibility. Yeah. Like, if somebody was, and this is not shading you for having children at all, because that's lovely, and obviously I'm sure they're, like, the biggest source of your happiness as well. Yeah. But I think if you were dating somebody and they were maybe talking to two people and they had a connection with two people, they would maybe choose the person that didn't have kids. Not in a shady way to kids, but maybe they, you know, have a similar connection between two people, and that's just a slightly...
At that point, it's not, like, deep enough or
exactly.
whatever.
Exactly. So it's, like, I think there's so much possibility that even if you're on a date and you mention you have kids, like, that might really clue into the fact that it's going to be...
like, a real thing.
A real thing.
Even, like, I've had friends go on, like, date... Actually, when they even get to a date on a dating app, and then it goes really well, and then they never hear from the person again, they're like, what the fuck, is there something wrong with me?
Yeah.
And it's, like... No, that person just also went on a date with another person off the dating app
went
that
on
week.
Five other
dates. And they just had a better connection with someone else. Like, I don't think dating, especially online and with apps, you can take personally in any way because it's all just so, like, fucking jumbled. And like you said, like, everyone is connecting with so many people at once that it's like, it becomes very, like, pick and choosy.
Yeah.
And also, there's, like, an added layer. Especially if you haven't been in the queer dating scene before, that a lot of people on those apps actually aren't ready to date people because they're, like, just figuring out their sexuality.
Yeah.
Like, for me, it was when I was a lot younger and I've talked about being on Tumblr, but, like, there were at least a couple of years there when I was first, like, exploring talking to people online that I would have never actually met up with someone in person because I would have been too fucking scared.
Yeah.
And it would have felt too real for me.
Yep.
So, like, there's so many layers to why someone may or may not end up going on a date with you. And long story short, long story long, you're not garbage and you can't take it personally.
No. And just to really, you know, come back to the theme of this episode, for me, online dating was very frustrating until it wasn't.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
You'll find the one.
Yeah.
There and then you'll be like, oh, that's why it wasn't.
It'll be worth
people.
It. You'll find somebody amazing that is well suited for your life and your children's life.
Yeah, 100%.
And you'll be happy that it was worth the wait. But it is frustrating in the moment.
It always makes sense at the end, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, that's why all those other people didn't pan out.
Yeah.
Makes total sense.
Just getting to the end. That's the fun part.
All right. Well, we're out of time. We got through, as usual, about 5 of the 100 messages that we got. We're doing really well
that
here,
that was honestly
folks.
One of the better ones for quantity.
Right?
Yeah.
We somehow did more than ever. But we will, as always with this series... mini-series within our podcast. We'll be doing a bonus episode of additional questions over on Patreon that will be up sometime this week. So if you want to become a patron and get those bonus episodes, the ones that are already up and any additional ones in the future, go to our Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast and click the link in the bio. You can also find us personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brianne Williamson. And until next time, we will
see you around the neighborhood. Unless you're all men.